This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is Kay, and I have a story for you. My sister had been living out of state and was moving back to a suburb of our hometown with her husband and her children for his job. I had been living a couple of hours away from our hometown as well, so I wasn't really familiar with the neighborhood that they had bought in. So I looked it up on Google Maps, and I followed the directions to the home. Now, we had coordinated our trips that about the time the moving van would get there, me and my children, two small children, would get there, and I'd help her unpack and stay the night there and just make a weekend of it. So I'm on my way to the house. I'm following Google Maps, and she calls me to say, hey, we're running ahead of schedule. We already got the truck undone. We're going to go to the hardware store and get some, you know, connectors and wall things and the stuff. She goes, the door should be unlocked, so go ahead and let yourself in when you get there. I thought, okay. And I start weaving back into this neighborhood, and it's one of those neighborhoods that there's a lot of hills, and the houses sit on big 1 acre, maybe even 2 acre wooded lots. So I pull down the street, and since I hadn't seen the home before, I wasn't sure that I was at the right house. And I don't know if you guys have ever had this problem, but sometimes in rural communities, it'll send you to the wrong location. I've knocked on wrong doors before. So anyway, I pull up to where it says this house is, and I'm really unsure if this is the house because I don't see any vehicles that I recognize. I don't see my sister's car. I don't see my brother-in-law's family's cars. There's just, it's pretty empty. So I pull up. I trust that this is the place. I get my two little kids out, and they're kind of toddlers. No, they're larger, but you know, they can't walk really well, and they don't go anywhere very fast at all. They take their time. So anyway, we get up to the front door, and I open the door, thinking, well, this is the house. She said it would be unlocked. It'd be fine. And it does open. But as I'm opening the door, I have this thought, what if I'm at the wrong house? What if I'm walking into somebody else's home and, you know, it scares them? Or, you know, I have these two little kids with me. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is walk into the wrong house. So I open the door and I look inside. And I immediately to my right is a dining room and kitchen area. And I'm shocked at first because I don't see boxes. I see furniture. And I'm very panicked now, thinking I am walking into the wrong house. And I don't necessarily recognize the furniture at first, but what I'm hearing is a crowd of people. I can hear in the room adjacent, beyond the wall that this dining room is a group of people. I can tell there's male and females, and they're just talking it up, although I really can't tell you what they said. And my mind relaxed a little bit because I thought, oh, there they are. There's that crowd of people I expected to be helping move. They just, everyone who had the vehicles, they left. And about that time I said, hello. And it all went silent. Like, silence. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I'm not at the right house and I just scared a group of people. Hello, it's me. Is it okay to come in? Hello? Nothing. And I thought, okay. And I look back over, and about that time, I recognized an antique buffet that was my mother's. And I thought, oh, yes, I am in the right house. Thank goodness. They must have already got the dining room furniture, and, you know, there wasn't any decoration. So I thought, okay. So I opened the door. I feel pretty comfortable that this is my sister's house. And my two little kids walk in with me. And I can tell you that the feel of the house was very electric. It felt very odd. I felt like I had a crowd of people looking at me, but there was no one there. I walked past the dining room to the living room, where I just knew that in there would be the, you know, the in-laws and my sister's friend and her husband. And I walk in there and nobody's there. And I thought, okay, this is weird, but I'm very confident that this is my sister's house now, because I see all of her stuff. And I thought, okay, you know what? I see some French doors. I bet, because she said that this has a full deck on the back of the house, I bet that as I came in, they were going out the back door. That's what happened. I know it is. So me and the little kids, and there's a couple of stairs you have to walk down into, and I'm making sure the little toddlers are, and they're following me around. And I have one that's scared to do anything, and I have another one that wants to run wherever he's not supposed to. So I get in the living room, I walk to the French doors, and I turn the knob, and it's locked, like deadbolt locked. And I thought, well, that's not it. And I turn around and I see off to my left a door that kind of looks like it would go out to the garage. It's in the right space in the house. And I thought, oh, that's it. That's it. These people were walking out to the garage to, you know, help unpack stuff as I was coming in the front door. That's what happened. So I walk up to this garage door and I go to turn it, and it's deadbolted. So, okay. And my little kids are kind of just, you know, playing with things and tripping. And the way this house was set up is that the living room was kind of like the central area, and the master bedroom was off to one side of the house. And I guess I'm assuming the other bedrooms would be off to the other side of the house. And I thought, okay, this is really weird. So I go to the closest bedroom, which is actually the master bedroom, which kind of goes back, and it goes back into a bathroom. And I poke my head in there and I'm like, hello? Hello? And nothing. And about this time, the hair on my neck is standing up. And then I had a thought as I'm walking back towards the front of the house, trying to corral my children. And I'm starting to feel really uncomfortable. And when we get to the front of the house, the hallway to the extra bedrooms are over there. And I think, you know, my sister didn't say that my nephews went with her. So maybe they're hiding and they're going to jump out and say, boo. And so I kind of poked my head around that corner and I was like, hey guys, are you guys trying to scare me? Don't scare me. Come on. Nothing. Nothing at all. And I'm really uncomfortable now. So I think, you know, I'm just going to go back and sit in the car until my sister gets back. And I'm trying to corral my kids. I got one running off the another direction. I have another one who won't let me even take a step because she's practically glued to my leg. And I get right in that four-year way that I initially had that experience of not sure if it was the right house and all that thing. So I'm standing right there. I'm trying to get my son to come to me. I had his hand in one of my hands, and I grabbed my little daughter's hand in the other one, and I said, come on, guys, let's go back outside and wait for your aunt to come back home. And I said, and one of them asked me, where are we going? Where are we going? I said, honey, we just need to leave for a little bit. And from 2 feet, I would say no more, behind me, I hear a voice. And this voice is neither male nor female. It's just kind of ambiguous. And it says, good, leave. I don't know exactly how I got out that front door. I just know that I had two children, whether I had them in both arm and turning the doorknob with the other arm. I just flew out of that house, jumped in my car, and I called my sister. And I said, I'm not walking back in there until you get home, and you're not going to believe what just happened. And she said, actually, I probably will. There's been some stuff going on. And I thought, oh, well, thanks. But anyway, that's my story. And I'll call in with other stories of what has happened in that house since. Thanks.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.